Good morning. I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. The 32nd Annual Community Arts Awards will be held Tuesday, May 14th, in honor of special local individuals and organizations. Doñana Arts Council Executive Director Kathleen Albers met with Emily Guerra to talk about the honorees and other events at the Arts and Cultural Center.
Our highest award is the Papin Family Award, which is in honor of Frank O'Brien Papin and also Mary Kay Papin and the Papin family, who have been longtime supporters for decades and decades here in the Mesilla Valley. This award was created to recognize the leadership and the commitment, the advocacy, and also financial support that it takes to create art programs and sustain art programs here in the Las Cruces community. And this year's honoree is going to be Donna Tate, who is a longtime supporter of the Las Cruces Symphony and the Community Arts Foundation and many initiatives in the region. So the next award is the Newcomer Award, and this is really special because this is to either an individual or to an organization that's been in the area for less than 5 years and has already created a buzz or made a marked impact on the arts community. And this year's recipient is going to be Crucis Creatives, which is the nonprofit organization that has a makerspace. And it's been such a wonderful gift to the community. They've received a lot of support from people. And Leah Wise-Sergey is the executive director. And they've done a great job of making this space available to artists and to really expanding that vision of what it is to be creative, not just in painting or making music, but also in the areas of film and audiovisual production. And the next award is going to be given for Arts in Education. This is a very special award because it looks at people who do up and beyond their normal activity. It's people who reach out to the community, to children, to adults, and teaching people about the arts and maybe an art form. This year, it's going to be Jan Archie, and she is a longtime potter. She has been very instrumental in the Empty Bowls program that has been going on for years and years to supply El Caldito with funds. And so Jan, she has been giving workshops every year to gather the potters into her home and personally makes about 250 bowls each year. So a lot of the potters get together and they'll form them and then she'll fire them and glaze them. The next award we're giving out is the Community Arts Award. And this is a broader award. It really looks at somebody who's made a tremendous impact on the community and whose generous spirit continues to promote the arts. And this year it's going to a former board member with the Arts Council, Ron Saltzman. And he is a person that probably those of you that go to arts events around town always see Ron. He supports everything, performing arts, visual arts, literary arts, and quite generous with his time and also the resources from his business, the Freeman Art Center. So this year he's going to be recognized for his service over the many years, over 30 years that he's been doing this. The next award is called Art in Public Places, and this goes to either an artist that creates public art, or in this case, it's a person who is organizing behind the scenes. And Rebecca Courtney, who is currently the chairman of the City Art Board, in the last 2 years, she has really raised the profile on the need to do a master plan for public art, not just in downtown, but all over the city. She's done a tremendous job in communicating the need for a master plan and for us to have more public art available for people around the city. And the person who's nominated her for this and who's going to be giving the presentation is Councilman Greg Smith, who has also received an award in the past. The last one we're giving out is Public Service to the Arts. And this is an award that is either somebody who is in government, works in government, or who is closely aligned as a public servant, an elected capacity, or somebody who just gets things done through public service. And this year's awardee is going to be Erlinda Portillo. She was nominated by J. Paul Taylor, and who will be giving the presentation for this award, to recognize all the things that Erlinda has done, including to start the Bellas Artes Fine Arts Market that she's running in Mesilla. And also, Erlinda worked tirelessly with the Mariachi Conference for many, many years. We give out 6 total awards. So we'd like to invite the public to come out for this presentation. It's going to be at the Doña Ana Arts Council's Arts and Cultural Center.
The Arts Award event is free, but reservations are required. The entire interview with Kathleen Albers can be heard tomorrow at 5 p.m. during Fronteras at KRWG-FM and also on our website at krwg.org in the Puentes section.